We talk about sustainability, Sustainable Community Voices, where we put the topic upon the word sustainable and more. Guests in on behalf of their talents, Daniel Schoonmaker, Executive Director of the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum, on the line. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Morning, Shelley. How are you today?
Doing fine. Looking forward to a pretty day. We're talking today an upcoming food waste summit, another hot topic. Yay. First of all, I ask you to introduce your role in the organization and your organization, Daniel.
Thank you. The Sustainable Business Forum is a nearly 25-year-old organization based in the West Michigan area that works with local business and institutions to help promote sustainable business practices through network opportunities, collaboration, facilitation, and education. Most people know us through our monthly forums that we host in the greater Grand Rapids area.
Yes, and I've been to a couple of those. Thank you for what you do. So let's get into your Sustainable Business Forum. So what's been up of late?
Well, our monthly forum meetings, I can say really haven't been more popular than they have. Than they have been over the past few years. We're seeing a pretty strong uptick in interest in participation across all sectors as I think the economy improves a little bit and people start thinking more about how they can do business better and less about how to just stay in business. We're really excited about the growth of the organization, both in the types and number of people participating, as well as our general regional footprint. This past year, we moved forward with a few satellite expansions. One in Southwest Michigan in Berrien County. With a decent number of organizations in the St. Joseph, Benton Harbor, and the surrounding communities, acquiring an organization called the Michigan's Great Southwest Sustainable Business Forum, a very popular regional organization that looked very similar to ours, and through that has made our organization the largest organization of its type in the Midwest. We've since taken steps to try to repeat that scenario, launching another satellite organization on the lakeshore under the Sustainable Muskegon brand that we're about to kick off an event program over there, and are very excited with the interest in how that's going.
You want to talk about waste audits here, Daniel?
Yes. We have several newer STAND programs around our strategic focus areas, which include climate leadership, social responsibility, which I briefly mentioned our equitable sustainability program that we just established as a diversity and inclusion initiative for our organization, and then our expanded circular economy waste diversion programs, which includes a program called the Imagine Trash Partner Program that provides waste audits and education to local businesses and organization in the three county area of Ottawa, Kent, Muskegon counties. That's something we've been doing for a little over a year now. That's helped 48 local organizations either expand or start up new recycling, waste diversion, and composting programs. And we're about to move into a second phase of that. We are really happy with some of the initial results we've seen.
Daniel Schoonmaker with us, our Sustainable Community Voices segment every month. Daniel with Executive Director of the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum, talking the Food Waste Summit, other products and topics, and more. Let's dig deep. The journey to tackle waste. How did the forum end up I guess, going down that path? How do you land on working on food waste?
Well, it's been a bit of a process. Waste reduction was one of the principles our organization is founded on. It's something that's actually written into our bylaws. That one of the things we do and always do is the promotion of the sustainable management of waste materials through a reduce, reuse, recycle paradigm. A few years ago, we did a study where we tried to shift our understanding a little bit of the process and try to dig a little deeper and get an understanding of how our organization and businesses can impact the flow of waste in the West Michigan area. We did a landfill study where we actually went out and sampled the material that was coming from businesses going into landfill. So we went into landfill and looked at what's coming off the trucks and did some measurements and came up and worked with economists and came up with actual dollar values for what the material was and identify what the largest waste producers were. And we found that particularly that both from residential and commercial audiences that the largest material type that was going to landfill was food scraps. And a not insignificant proportion of packaging related to food. And this aligned pretty well with national trends, highlighting the amount of wasted food, which by some estimates is essentially up to 40% of food that's going to produce is wasted. We know that in Michigan of the 1.1 million tons of food scraps that are going to the landfill, about half of that is coming from the business sector, and the majority of those volumes are coming from commercial and institutional kitchens of the type that are currently involved in our programming. Through that, and in partnership with an organization called the Michigan Local Food Council Network, which provided us a small seed grant last year to get this initiative going, we launched a stakeholder group, which we originally intended to be a smaller initiative that quickly turned into a fairly large one. To bring together representative stakeholders around food scrap management and recovery in the West Michigan area that has gone very well, and we have 75 organizational stakeholders represented at the table, all working together to try to find higher value uses for food scraps.
Nice. Talk about the upcoming summit. What the goal will be, Daniel?
Well, we got an event coming up this coming Monday at the Sekia Culinary Institute at Grand Rapids Community College. That is Monday, May 21 from noon to 4:30 from the PM. This is going to be our first opportunity to introduce the work of the council to the general public, and the business sector outside of that corporatism group, as well as provide a platform for those organizational stakeholders to have a fairly deep conversation about what opportunities are on the West Michigan area and how we can work together to address those, principally along three core themes: increased efforts to reduce the amount of wasted food that we're creating, increased and expanded efforts to recycle food that can no longer be in vis-a-vis composting, and to capture material that we're currently composting and throwing to landfill that could be used to feed the hungry, or if failing that, to feed animals, and use that material as was intended as actual food.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for what you do, Daniel. Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, please come. Please, anyone who's interested, please come check us out at WMSPF.org. And again, that event is on Monday at Grants Community College's Secretary of Culinary Institute, and it's got a very low cost barrier, so just $15. Anyone interested can just kind of come out and learn about what's going on in food scrap recovery in West Michigan.
Great. Daniel Schoonmaker, thank you very much for you and yours and our sustainable community voices. We'll talk again. Take care.
Thanks so much, Shelley.